சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 11 வெர்ஸ் 30. லீலிஹ்ய சீக்ர சமான சமந்தாத் லோகான் சமக்ரான் வதனைர்ஜ்வலத்பிஹி தேஜோபிராபூர்ய ஜகத் சமக்ரம். பாசஸ்தவோக்ராஹ் ப்ரதபந்தி விஷ்ணோம் As the Vishwarupa Darshanam is going on, Arjuna's mind is also undergoing a change. Emotional modifications are taking place in Arjuna's mind. First, he felt the ascharyam, wonderment, by seeing the Vishwarupa. After seeing for a length of time, admiring and praising the Lord. But when he comes to know that Bhagavan is not only a Srishtikarta, he is Layakarta also. That part also Bhagavan has to show. Other side of the coin. So when Bhagavan is swallowing all the warriors, as it were. That means, in this battlefield, who are all going to die, that future event also Arjuna is visualizing. Because the Lord is one who is in the form of Kala Swarupam. Kala Kalahana. யமாய தர்மராஜாய மிருத்யவே. ஈவன் த மிருத்யு யமா ஆல்சோ அண்டர் த கண்ட்ரோல் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வர. ஸோ தட் ஈஸ் வை கால காலாய. ஸோ வி ஹாவ் டு ஆக்செப்ட் எவ்ரி திங் இஃப் வி ஆக்செப்ட். எவ்ரி திங் மீன்ஸ் ப்ளசன்ட் அன்பிளசன்ட், ஃபேவரபிள் அன்ஃபேவரபிள். பர்த் இஸ் ஃபேவரபிள், but death is not favorable to anyone. I love my death. Who will say? Why we don't like death at all? I don't want to disappear. I want to continue. Everyone wants to continue. No one desire to disappear. Let me be there. It is very natural. Very, very natural. Let me continue, let me be there. Not only me, and connected people to me also, let them continue. This is a natural, intrinsic desire of every being, not only human being. That is why struggle for life itself shows every being wants to survive. A person who is drowning in the water, how much that person struggle to survive? Somehow or other, he want to catch hold of something, shouting or crying, save me, save me, like that they cry. Why? I want to survive. I don't want to die. Very natural. But it is inevitable, either one day or other, the death comes. So the non-acceptance of that fact, the resistance of that fact, create a turbulence in my mind, which is unavoidable, choiceless. Non-acceptance of the fact resistance of that fact, trying to avoid that fact, cause a disturbance in the mind. That is why we accumulate lot of money, we earn and accumulate for future health. For doctor bill ready, we keep in the savings bank. That also shows what I want to survive. Every person desire for that. But we are seeing, somebody asked Shankaracharya, one lady approached Shankaracharya and she was crying. "See, I have only one child. At very young age, that child passed away. Please remove my sorrow. What I have to do? Please give my son." So he asked, Acharya asked her, "I will make your son alive. Go and get some that kadugu from any house. You get some kadugu. That house, no one should die. From that house, you have to bring that kadugu where there was no death happened at all. From such a house only you have to bring. Then I can make your son alive." And she went to get that. That's all only, you know, simple thing. I'll go and get it. And she is asking every door, she is knocking, "Please give me some kadugu." You know that kadugu, no? Mustard. "That mustard, please give me." No? They are trying to give. And she asked, "In your family, all are alive? No death happened at any time?" She asked. "No, no, no, my kullu tata passed away 1 month back." Then she said, "No, no, I should not take from your house." And she went to another house. "Please give me some mustard." And they are also trying to give. Again she asked the same question. "In your family, nowhere death happened, no, at any time?" "No, no, no, my nearby relative passed away last week, no. My close relative now. Oh, then I can't take from your house." Like that, she is going to every step, every house, trying to get that mustard. But when she asked, everyone is answering only the same thing. 1 month back some death happened, 1 year back some death happened, or 5 years back it happened. Everyone is telling, few years back it has happened. So and so person, like that they are telling. Then she recognized, she understood that. That means there is no one, no place where there is no death happens. Every house it happens. Then she came back to Shankaracharya. She said, "I failed to bring that mustard from a house where there is no death incident happened. I couldn't." Then he said, "So if you have to accept everything, birth you are accepting, welcoming, favorable, accept death also. All this pair of opposites you have to accept. Choice means what? When you go to a shop, you have a choice. Either to buy this or not to buy this. This choice itself is what? It has two sides. So one person is traveling by flight. He asked, "Do I have choice?" And they bring no salt, juice, so many things, all these things. "Do I have a choice?" Then air hostess said, "Yes, you have a choice." "What is that choice?" She said, "Yes or no." That is the choice. Yes or no. Only this much only. When she asked something, you have to say either yes, "Oh, please give me," or no. You should not open your mouth other than that. That is also a choice, you know. Yes or no. This is the choice you have. Like that, in our life also, if you want to accept one thing, you are welcoming other one also, you have to welcome. No, I can't welcome this, no, that death I cannot welcome, I renounce this death, no, renounce the favorable also. Either totally accept or totally renounce. That is the only solution. Either total acceptance of creation as it is, or total renunciation of the creation, either favorable or unfavorable, I renounce everything. Then you are comfortable. But what is our problem? We neither total renounce nor total accept. That is the problem. Health we accept. Ill health we cannot accept, which is inevitable. Headache will not say, tomorrow I am going to come. Headache will not inform you, send a letter, mail, tomorrow I am going to come. If it sends an email, today itself we are out. At least 24 hours we are happy. Tomorrow only it is going to come. Paravala. If it says, we cannot live happily. That is why better not to know what is going to happen. Yes or no? It is better not to know what is going to happen. Better not to know. People go and ask Mahatmas, please tell me what is going to happen to my son or daughter. Our mind is not that much mature enough to withstand, to face what is going to happen. What is our expectation? He should say all favorable only to us. Suppose, imagine, he says or she says what is going to happen. Are you ready to accept? You are expecting from that person only favorable. You are asking only for favorable, please tell me. If any unfavorable is there, you will not look at his face also again. Unfavorable, if he says, we will not go to such a person. So how foolish it is. Now going and asking a person, please tell me what is going to happen to my son, to my daughter. What is going to happen? Certain favorable incidents, certain unfavorable incidents. Are you interested? Yes, yes. Interested in what? All favorable incidents. Then that means what? 50% only he can communicate. What 50% favorable? Unfavorable? No. He has to hide. That means what? Partial information. Partial information. It is really a foolish thing going and asking, please tell me what will happen to me, what is going to happen to my son, what is going to happen to my daughter. What will happen? You yourself now decide here itself. No one need to give an answer. What will happen? Certain failures, certain success. That only it is going to happen. Favorable, unfavorable. Pleasant and unpleasant experiences are going to come. This is what going to happen. Pleasant and unpleasant. Idikaha vere innor aalukitta povane. Avar sonnanum sollaatalum idu da nadakka poradhu. This is a very serious thing I am telling you. People go on and asking the people and sitting hours together. Enna ange periya crowd irukum. Adhu vere. Lot of crowd. இவனுக்கு எப்போவோ கிடைக்கும், காலையில் 6 மணிக்கு போனால் சாயங்காலம் 6 மணிக்கு தான் அப்பாயின்மெண்ட்டு. அந்த 6 மணி வரைக்கும் உட்கார்ந்து அவர் என்ன சொல்லுவார்? நன்னா இருக்கும், நன்னா நடக்கும், நன்னா நடக்கும், நன்னா நடக்கும். அப்போ பகவான் எதுக்கு நன்னா நடக்கும், எல்லாமே நன்னா நடந்தா? தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அவர் இக்னரன்ஸ், அவர் இன்னசென்ஸ், நாட் ரெடி டு ஆக்செப்ட் த அதர் சைடு. அதர் சைடு மீன்ஸ் வெதர் சைடு. Other side means no side. Certain favorable are yes, yes, yes. Certain favorable you ask, but What is your prarabdha karma? Says, no, no, no. Like that, Arjuna is very happy when he is seeing Bhagavan's Vishwarupa. Wonderful. But when Bhagavan is showing the other side, bitter experiences, the life loss, when he is seeing, he is not able to accept. This is called partial acceptance or partial renunciation. So therefore, that is not the right thing. That is not the right way to approach your life. Life means you accept both failure and success. All opposites you have to bring a healthy person. Bring a healthy person. Today is a news. BKS Iyengar, a yoga practitioner, world famous. Now, for him, the dialysis is going on. Situation is critical. And body is not cooperating to the dialysis. So people think, how he can get that problem? He is a big yoga practitioner. Decades he is doing yoga. He must have perfect health. He must have 100% health. How BKS Iyengar can undergo this dialysis? People get a lot of questions. Then what is the use of doing yoga? Avarke dialysis vandana. What, 96 years? But anayasa maranam should come for him. Why this dialysis struggle, critical condition? Adu da, other side of the coin. Anything can happen to the body at any time. Arjuna is not able to accept. Not only that, he says, you are enjoying. I am most struggling here, you are enjoying. Bhagavan, you also must feel painful. No, 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 you are not feeling that. Lelihyase grasamana samantat. Samantat means, just like in the plate, ellame ore vaati ipde eduthittu, they eat, no? Samantat anna adhidhartham. அந்த பிளேட்டில் ஒன்றும் இல்லாமலே அப்படியே எல்லாம் எடுத்துட்டு அப்போ அந்த பக்கம் இந்த பக்கம் அப்படியே போட்டுக்கிறது. அதுதான் சமந்தாத்து. காணி பண்ணிட்டான் இலை. இந்த இலை என்ன? அதுதான் ஒன்றுமே இல்லாமலே பண்ணுறது இல்லை என்னது தான் இலை. என்ன இல்லை இல்லை என்னது தான் இலை. என்ன ரிமூவ் பண்ணார். அதுதானே பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம். எல்லாம் போட்டால் என்ன பண்ணுறோம்? So we are doing Kali, Kali, Kali. That's what we are doing. So the whole creation is like Alai for Bhagavan. So he has to Kali Pannanam. Lelihyase grasamana samandad. What you are swallowing? Lokan, samagran, samagran, vadanair jvaladbhihi. Your mouth, which is appearing like a blazing fire, kala tattvam, you are swallowing everyone. Tejobhi rapurya jagat samagram, samagram jagat, the entire universe. That means no one can escape from the jaws of death. Jvalanais samagram jagat means what? No one can escape the jaws of death. So you are again and repeatedly you are relishing that. So Bhagavan never feel anyone is passing. No, death comes. No, Bhagavan will not sit and cry. Why? Bhagavan enjoys that also as birth. Birth, how much you enjoy? Death also that much you enjoy. And if you don't want to enjoy, birth also I am not going to enjoy. Death also I am not going to enjoy. Both I am a neutral. Appadiyad irukkalam. Bhagavan is udasinaha for this and that. But human beings are only under the grip of all emotions. Ecstasy, depression, all comes in human mind, not to Ishvara. Because Ishvara knows this is a part of drama. This is a part of my creation. Therefore, Bhagavan never feel. We also should not feel. That is what we have to learn through Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, death fear comes and worry. The bhayam. I don't want to go. Sometimes they say, pona nanna irukum, just they say outside. I am giving trouble to all of them. Chumma, solluva. But doctor vanda, eppadi irukka sollu. Innum konja naal irupena. Adhu personal ah kekkum. These are all our own weaknesses. What to do? Sorry. Okay. Apuryam samagram jagat. So you are speedily. Apuryam means what? Engulfing an artham. Batak matakun saapadun madari. Engulfing. Filling. Speeding. So, you know, when you are, dishes are so nice, how you eat? You don't see who is sitting next. Isn't it? And you enjoy and relish. Like that, Bhagavan is enjoying. Okay. Samagram Jagat, the entire universe. Tejobhi with your radiance. Tava Ugraha Bhasaha He Vishnu Pratapanti. Your rays. Ugraha means cruel. The flame. Here flame, blaze, all indicating, representing the Kala Tattvam. Pratapanti. Pratapanti means they are scorching everyone. So everyone is buried down an artha. Pratapanti means what? They are just disappearing an artha. Scorching everyone. Hey Vishnu. Vyapana Shilaha Vishnu. Now we will read the 31st shloka. Akhyahi meko bhavanugra rupaham.
Akhyahi meko bhavanugra rupaham.
Namostu te deva vara prasidam. Vijnatum icchami bhavanta madhyam. Nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. Tava pravrittim nahi prajanami. Even though I am very close to you as your friend, I know you from childhood. Tava pravrittim na janami. I do not know what is your swabhava. Even though I am with you from a long time, what is your swabhava? Are you a creator or a destroyer? But I am seeing both. A creator can never be a destroyer. Either you are Brahmaji or Shiva or Vishnu, which one you are? Akhyahi, please tell me. Kaha Bhavan, who are you? After seeing all, 11th chapter, he is asking, who are you? What a question. He would have asked in the first chapter itself. But he thought something else. Bhagavan means something else. Wonderful Bhagavan. Kochu Guruvayurappa. Balakrishna, who is eating makkhan, khanewala. No? That Krishna is so nice, you know. How they have pictured it. The Krishna crawling, going towards that pot and taking that makkhan, vennai, and looking like this and eating, and something appearing here, and everyone loves that picture. What is that swallowing, you know? Is that this is what swallowing. So cute that Krishna. But we have to love the Krishnas both. Srishti, Stiti, Laya. Then only you are accepting the Lord completely. யூ ஆர் அக்செப்டிங் த லார்ட். கொச்சு குருவாகிறப்போ பாலகிருஷ்ண பாலமுகுந்தாஷ்டகம் யூ வில் சிங் பாலம் முகுந்தம் மனசாஸ்மராமி. இஃப் யூ லவ் தட் பால அண்ட் யூ ஷுட் நோ ஹவு டு அப்ரிஷியேட் த அதர் டியூட்டி ஆஃப் த லார்ட். தட் இஸ் ஹீ இஸ் த லயகர்த்தா ஆல்சோ. ஸோ உக்ரரூபா க்ரூராகாரா வித் திஸ் ஃபியர்ஸ் ஃபார்ம் ஆக்யாஹி மே. மே மீன்ஸ் மஹ்யம். மே யூ டெல் மீ, மே யூ டெல் மீ தேவவர, ஓ சுப்ரீம் லார்ட், தேவானாம் பிரதான தேவவர, ஓ எக்ஸால்டட் அமாங் ஆல் தேவாசன் அர்த்தம். நமஹா அஸ்து. நௌ பயபக்தி ஹஸ் கம், ஆச்சரியம் ஹஸ் கான், பயம் டு ஹீ இஸ் கம்மிங் டு பக்தி நர். சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் டு யூ நர்த்தம். நமஹா அஸ்து மீன்ஸ் சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் டு யூ. ப்ரசீத, பி கிரேஷியஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மீ, பி ப்ளீஸிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மீ, பி பினைன் டு மீ, பிரசாதம் குரு அர்த்தம். பிரசாதம் குரு மீன்ஸ் மே யூ பி கிரேஷியஸ் டு மீ. விக்னாதும் இச்சாமி பவந்தம் ஆத்யம். விக்னாதும் இச்சாமி, ஐ டிசைர் டு நோ. இச்சாமி மீன்ஸ் ஐ டிசைர். விக்னாதும் விசேஷேண ஜ்ஞாதும், ஐ வாண்ட் டு நோ யூ டோட்டலி. I want to know you totally. That means what? Until I do not know who you are really. Until I do not know, I know only to celebrate Krishna Jayanti. But I do not know then that Krishna Jayanti means only murukku chidai, saapadu, nalla enjoy. Next Krishna Jayanti again, enjoy. Next, how many Krishna Jayantis we have done? We have completed so many Krishna Jayantis, but Krishna says some other place also, Arjuna, many people are not knowing my real nature. Manushim tanum ashritam, they think as though I have taken a human form. Krishna means they take me this blue Krishna, okay? This Krishna, Megha Shyama, only they know. That is not my real nature, really. Manushim tanum ashritam te jananti. That much only people know. Other than that, they never try to go to Bhagavad Gita class and they never try to listen. Even the teacher is talking, they never put the words into their brain, into their mind. Because they try to accept only that peacock-feathered Krishna, or Vamshi Krishna, or Radha Krishna, or Yashoda Krishna. Enna tavam seidane Yashoda. Kakai chiraginile nandalala. All these only they like Arjuna. They never try to understand who am I. That ignorance is continuing in Arjuna. That's why he is asking, who are you? Tell me. I want to know your real nature. Namaha astu te prasida vignatum icchami bhavantam adyam. Adyam means you are the primal one, srishti kartaram. Vignatum icchami sarvakarana rupam. Sarvakarana bhutam, you are the cause, primal cause. Adhyam means primal cause. Bhavantam, adav bhavam adhyam. You are the first one. You are the cause of this entire universe. Adhyam bhavantam icchami vignatum. You are the primal one. I want to know about you clearly. Na prajanami tava pravrittim. Prajanami means knowing. Na prajanami means I do not know. I do not know who are you, what are you. Who are you, what are you. What is your nature? Tava pravrittim, your function, your duty. your profession, your occupation. I thought your occupation is what? Only playing dandiya. Lord Krishna killed so many rakshasas. I thought that is your job or profession. To protect the dharmic people, to destroy the evil-minded people. That much only I thought. But I never thought you are swallowing everyone into you. Nah. That is why, you see, the cause from Ishvara, everything has come. Into Ishvara, everything has to go. The ornament, when you melt, where it goes? Where it has to go? It has to go into its karanam, the gold. It cannot go anywhere. Once you melt the chain, it becomes what? Gold. So karanam is the source. Karyams have come from karanam. The all karyams have to go into karanam. That is the pravritti. That is the nature. That is the law. So everything has come into existence because of Ishvara. So everything has to go into Ishvara. Aikyam ahanama vendama. Akasha patitam toyam yatha gachati sagaram. Similarly, we all has to go into Bhagavan. Nama veetuku po vendamu. Venda swamini. Anda veedu venda. Inda veedu nanna irukkanara. It is against law. Is it not? It is against law. That means you are asking an illegitimate desire you want to fulfill. It is not legitimate. Tava pravurtim na prajanami. What is your pravurti? What is your function? Creation or destruction? Or sustainer? Or G-O-D? Generator, operator, and destroyer. Edho onnu dane pannano. All three you are doing. Which one you are? Is asking. See, when we don't want that unpleasant, we try to escape from that. Many ways we want to escape. So Arjuna seeing all the people are dying, no? That is more painful. More painful. That is why not able to withstand that incident. Please tell me, who are you? Who are you? Now Arjuna is not seeing Krishna as Krishna. Arjuna is seeing a different person. Totally different person. I never thought you are like this. My God, I want to run away. So therefore be gracious. So Arjuna is totally disturbed when he saw all of them are dying. Even Pandava's side people are also dying. No? That is too painful. All good people also, good and bad, all, I swallow everything. I swallow means what? Once their prarabdha is over, it is enough, that's all. What am I doing? I am only karma phala data. Bhagavan is going to answer. Shri Bhagavan Vache. Kalosmi loka kshaya krut pravriddham. Lokan samahartu miha pravriddham. Rite pitvam na bhavishyanti sarvem. Eva sthita pratyanikeshu yodham. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. So Arjuna eagerly asking, please tell me, who are you, what are you? Now Lord Krishna says, Arjuna, are you interested in knowing my nature? Who am I? What am I? Listen. May you listen. Kalaha ahamasmi lokakshayakrit pravriddhaha. Lokakshayakrit, for the destruction of the world. Lokakshayakrit. Pravruddhaha, the destroyer of the world, Kalaha Pravruddhaha, the mighty time, the Kala. What is Kala? What is time? What is time, Swamini? 11:35. I am not asking what is time, what is the nature of time? None of us know. We know only calendar or panchangam, time and nana. So Kala is not a part of Brahman. Kala is not a part of Maya. Kala is not part of anything. Kala is a phenomenon. When Brahman and Maya sambandha takes place, that is Kala. Kala is nothing but Brahman plus Maya sambandha is called Kalaha. I, the Atma, the spirit, identify with Maya Shariram, Kala comes into existence. The time principle comes. Otherwise, there is no time at all. So, Maya by itself is Jadam. Brahman itself is very pure, sentient principle. Where is Kala? They are both, the sambandha, relation, is called Kalaha. That is called Kala. To understand about Kala, it is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. That is why Paramatma is beyond Kala. The Lord is beyond Kala, beyond time principle. The time principle comes, birth, death, all will come. Date of birth, date of death. Time of birth, nakshatram, rasi, all shows what time. Tidhi, Krishna paksham, Shukla paksham, the whole calendar shows what? Kala, the time principle. Who designed this? The time is beyond time. The creator of time must be beyond time or not. Once you are within time, the death, birth, manufacturing and expiry all come in time. You stand apart from time. Sandra Nandava Bodhatmaka Manupavidham Desha Kala Avadhibhyam Nirmuktam. And the word you have to catch. Kala Avadhibhyam Nirmuktam. Free from the fold of the Kala. Kala has got only two jobs. Manifesting, unmanifesting. Within that manifesting and unmanifesting, what is middle? That is called Kala. If you are beyond that, you are not within the jaws of Kala. You are beyond. If you are within, if you take this body as you are within Kala. If you take as yourself as Atma, you are beyond Kala. This is a high philosophy. Inga solla vendiya theva illa. Analu, I am blurting out. If you say I am body, you are within time. You say I am not body, I am beyond time. In the statement podum iniki, okay, mattada apparam solren. When the context comes, loka kshaya krut, I am the mighty time kala pravruddhaha, expanded like a time. Time is nothing but swallowing, a swallower, a glutton. Time job is nothing but swallowing. The watch you are keeping to your hand, every room, what is its job? Swallower. Swallower of what? Previous minute, previous second, it swallows. That is why pravruddhaha, I am expanding like Kala now in the form of Kala to swallow. That's what I am, this is my nature. Pravruttaha, I am proceeding. Pravruttaha, for what I am proceeding? Lokanam kshayam karoti iti loka kshaya krut. Lokanam kshaya, the destruction of the entire creation, because I have only created. Who is having right to swallow? I myself. Nanda pannade, nanda swallow pannme. Nee edhukku madhyala. I have only created. Now, as a kala, pravruddhaha aham, lokakshayakrit, now I am taking back. Because this is my manufacturing, my factory. Whole world is my factory. Any time I can dismantle, I can take it back. If you do not know I am the manufacturer, you are in trouble. What can I do? So Bhagavan says, it's my creation, it's my job, it's my factory. I have created, now I am removing everything. That's what I am doing now. Samahartum lokaniha pravrittaha. I am proceeding. Samahartum means samhartum. Samhartum. As samhartu means I am the srishti sthiti laya karakaha, he says. So born is gone. Born, now what we are? Born or is? Is. Abram? Dash, dash, dash. I don't want to say. Born, over. We are all born. Now we are is. Born is Brahmaji. Is Vishnu. Then what is rest? Left out? Gone. Born is gone. Born is gone. Whatever is born, what that is, whatever is going. Pravrittaha lokan samahartam. Then sarve yodhaha ye avasthitaha pratyanikeshu. Sarve yodhaha, all the warriors, last line, sarve yodhaha means all the warriors. Who are they? Ye avasthitaha, who are assembled here, arrayed here. 7 akshauhini this side, 11 akshauhini this side. Bhagavan is standing in the middle. Who are arrayed here? Pratyanikeshu. Prati plus anikam. Pratyanikam. Teshu pratyanikeshu. In both the armies. Both the armies. Both the sides. Final word he is telling. Pratyanikeshu. Both the sides of armies. Na bhavishyanti. Na bhavishyanti. They are not going to be there. They will cease to exist. One word, he is like a bombshell he is putting. Without you. Without you. Rite pitva. Tvam rite api. Arjuna, even without you in this battlefield, if you are not there in the battlefield also, all these people are going to die. Don't think you are killing. They are already dead. Dead and anartham, their prarabdha is over. I have closed their chapters. I have closed their chapters. Their book file is closed. Already closed. Even if you are there or not, it is not going to be opened again. It is already closed. Rite and without you. Tvam, rite pitvam. Without you, even without you. Api means what? Even without you. Vina api. That lizard, I told you, no? Lizard sticking to their roof and thinking, the balli theriyum illayo? Thinking that I am pavam. This roof is supported by me. If I am not there, this roof will fall. The lizard is thinking. Arjuna is like a lizard. Thinking, if I don't kill, Drona will continue. Bhishma will continue. He is thinking. That is wrong. Who are you to kill? Their prarabdha is already over. Even if you catch Tennankuchi Vichagoda, on Vila Vidindruva. You need not use big Indra Ayudham, Vajra Ayudham and all. Not necessary. Even Tennan Kuchi Radri will you and the Todapum. And the Kuchi Vich, if you leave there, they will fall. Why? Their prarabdha is already over. You need not use Vajrayudham who are already dead. That means what? I have finished my job. Then what? Arjuna, you just leave the arrow, that's all. I want to give you good name. Make use of that name. Next shloka he is telling. Tasmatvamuttishthaya sholabhasvam Jitva Shatrun Bhungshva Rajyam Samruddham. Mayai Vaite Nihita Purvamevam Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachin. Tasmad, therefore means wherefore, even without you, they are going to die, na bhavishyanti, they are not going to be there in the battlefield, or they are not going to go back to their home also. Even without you, they are already killed by me. Killed by me means what? I have finished their prarabdha. Therefore, their only body is hanging there, as though, really speaking, as though they are appearing here, but I have already finished them. You have to just remove that outer shell, that physical body. That's all you have to do. You need not do anything further, because you cannot alter my plan. Who Krishna is asking Arjuna? Oh, Arjuna, you need not change my plan. What is my plan? I have completed what Jayadratha, Karna, Bhishma, Drona, Duryodhana, all of them I have completed, finished. Therefore, even without you, they are going to be finished. If you run away also, I am not going to stop. Because my job, I have to continue. Some people like that only. They start in the middle, they go away. See, when you are going by car, the tire is punctured, suppose. You are going from here to Tiruchi by car. So, tire is punctured, and you Tiruchi on the way, you sit there itself. Now, tire is punctured, let me sit here. No, you will repair it and go smoothly. Is it not? That's why no one can stop for anyone's sake. How much we are saying, without him I cannot survive, like that we say many times. Yeah? Without my mother I cannot survive, without my father I cannot survive, without my husband I cannot survive, without my dearest brother I cannot survive, without that friend I cannot survive. Like this so many times we say, and we have already told so many words so many times, but people say like that and continue. Even they go away, these people continue. Chumma solluvam adha, but you should not take it literally. Idella figurative. In the figurative. So tasmat, therefore Arjuna, anyhow they are already finished. Tasmat uttishtha, may you get up. Uttishta, what you have to do? You need not fight. Yasholabhasva. You may you get the name and fame. That's what you have to get. You need not work too hard. Nothing is required here. Ning onnu panna venda, na panni mudichcha ellame. But you just get what? Yasholabhasva. Uttishta yasholabhasva. You get up and get the name and fame. Aha. Arjuna killed Bhishma warrior. Arjuna killed Karna. Great, great warriors they are. And everyone will come and praise you. I really killed who? Myself. I the Bhagavan. But you will get the name. Yasho Labhasva. How? After getting name and fame, Jitva Shatrun Rajyam Samruddham Bhungshva. By killing, being victorious after killing all of them, You become victorious. Jitva, upon whom? Shatrun, all these enemies. Rajyam samuddham brunkshva, may you enjoy this kingdom. Why? Why I am telling you are getting the name and enjoy, I am telling? Because they are already maya eva ete purvameva nihitaha. These people, warriors, are already purvameva. Purvameva means before you are coming to the battlefield. Purvameva nihataha, or they are killed by me. They are killed by me before itself, by me, maya, eva. By me alone, they are already killed. And anartham, I know their prarabdha is over. They are already killed, as good as killed. You are not going to make them alive now. They are already dead. Just you are going to leave an arrow as it were. They are going to die as it were. Not real. They are already dead. Killed by me. Means that is prarabdha. I have completed their prarabdha. Finished. Because I know that. You do not know. Arjuna, you do not know that. I know that. Therefore, what I know, what you do not know, I am explaining you. So, may you listen my words. May you listen my words. So, what you have to do? Nimitta matram bhava. Savyasachin. Savyasachin means the one who is fighting with a left hand. Left hand yielder nartham. Savyasachi means left hand. He is fighting with left hand also. He fights with right hand also, left hand also. Savyasachin, O Arjuna, nimitta matram bhava, may you become an instrument in my hand. Just an instrument. Nimitta matram means may you become an instrument. You need not do anything. This is what align with the law of dharma. We are all instruments in the hands of the Lord. So alignment with the law, phenomenon, with the cosmic law is called real bhakti. Not resisting the cosmic law. So nimitta matram bhava, may you become an instrument in my hand. That's all. Don't resist. Never resist. Or never say no what is happening. Accept it. So this nimitta matram word has got lot of deep meaning. People take avanendri oranavu asayadu. In the nimitta matram, they say this only. Our Bhagavan only is the cause for everything. We are not responsible at all. Everything is in God's will. Everything is God's will. Who said? Bhagavan himself said, nimitta matram bhava, may you be like an instrument. Instrument does what? Your pen is an instrument. You use the pen. Pen doesn't have its own will at all. Yes or no? When you want, you use. When you purna madhana, you put the clap. Cap. Before Purnamada itself, some people put cap. The pen doesn't have, hey, I want to write now. Pen cannot say like that. Why? It is your instrument. Even your hand. No, I want to write some more time. Points are very nice. Hand cannot decide. Why? It is instrument. Instrument doesn't have its own free will. It listens only as Yajamana says. Other than instrument, it doesn't have free will, it doesn't have any prayatnam, it doesn't have any freedom, it listens only to the commander words. That is why many people say, see, namma kaila enna irukku. Ipdi namma kaila enna irukka, ellame avarude seyal da, avarude kadavulude seyal. this type of statement can crop up because of this nimitta matram bhava. But we have to interpret it properly. If I take it as an instrument only, no free will, then Shastra teaching will become redundant. Purushartha, Purusha Prayatnam becomes meaningless. So if I get a seat in Pitsbilani, I will get it. Therefore, I need not do anything. Varada irunda varundrum. Enak moksham varada irunda vandrum. Edukaga class ponum. So we stop learning Bhagavad Gita also. We stop everything, whatever comes, food also. Varada irunda varum. Appadella solluvom. So people become lazy. They don't have the purusharthana fate. They depend upon the fate. Thala eluthu. Prarabdha, Daivam, Ella Bhagavan, Ella Ilidirikappa, Ellame Ilidirikan. Bhagavan says, no. Fate or Prarabdha is one factor. Shastra accepts the fate. But fate alone is not the factor to determine your life. Very important point we have to note. Fate, everyone we accept. Thala iluthu, fate, ennude jathakam. Jathakam, vere. Jathakam, fate, thala iluthu, eppidi irukkumo appadi nadakkum. People have so much belief in this and they take it fully granted. My life is governed by my fate only. Suppose if you say like that, Shastra will never accept. Does it mean Shastra don't accept the fate? No. Shastra says fate is there, Prarabdha is there, Thala Iluth is there, Jatakam is there. I don't say it is not there in determining your future life. But I say fate or Prarabdha, your Thala Iluth is one of the factors, not total. If you say fate alone is the criterion to determine my future life, if you say, you are a fatalist. But Shastra never accept fatalism. If you say fate alone is governing the life, Anna, you are a fatalist. Suppose you say, no, 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 fate is also a part of that. Free will also is there. Namma prayatna namma pannanum. First class varada irunda varum. கோல்டு மெடல் வரதா இருந்தால் வரும் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி படிக்காமல் இருந்தால் அப்படி பண்ணுவோமோ? பண்ண மாட்டோம். யூ ஹாவ் டு யூஸ் யுவர் ஃப்ரீ வில். புருஷார்த்த புருஷார்த்த பிரயத்னம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங் ரோல் இன் டிட்டர்மினிங் யுவர் லைஃப். வியாதி வரதா இருந்தால் வரும், ஆனால் எல்லாம் சாப்பிட்றேன்னா அது எப்படி? வியாதி வர வேண்டி இருந்தால் தலை எழுத்து வந்துடும், அதனால் அது இது சாப்பிடாமல் வாய் கட்டிண்டு இருக்க முடியுமா என்ன? People say like that, அது எப்படி இருக்கும்? தப்பு. So fate is also is one factor and free will is also one factor. May you understand this way. Suppose you say only fate, Bhagavan alone is the cause, God's will alone determines my life, everything you say, what are all problems? There are some advantages. God alone does everything. There are some advantages, minor advantages. But there are a lot of problems. What are those problems? Ellame thala eluthu ennu sonna enna problem? Next class lo solren. Okay, very important topic. That topic itself I am going to take almost 1 hour. It takes that much time and you get a lot of clarity about your life and others' life if you understand what is the role of fate, what is the role of free will, and how they work in your life, how much God is responsible in our life. All these are very important. We have to know that is in suspense. Todarum. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ॐ शांति 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 हरि ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। Harihi Om.